Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start by telling you how amazing you are. This podcast exists solely for you and because of you. Thank you for sharing the show with people that can get value. Thank you for all the great reviews on iTunes. Keep them coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you are listening to the podcast, make sure you check out our YouTube channel. If you're listening, watching us on YouTube, feel free to take us on the road on your iPhone by subscribing to the podcast. Of course, we've got the Facebook group, which is totally free. I think we're up to 1,800 members, so jump into that. No matter where you're listening from, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You'll find a link to every asset that we offer. I just put up an amazing opportunity, a tool to grow your cleaning company. If you dig the show, you will love the site. Check out growmycleaningcompany.com for all the good stuff. Today, we are chatting with Renee Sirois from Hello Housekeeping. Hello serves the Boston, Massachusetts area with residential cleaning services. Not only is Renee an owner of one of the best named cleaning services around, she's also a new member of our Accelerator family, so she's already one of my favorite people. Renee, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Thank you so much for having me on.
So glad to have you on. I feel like saying that you're from Boston, Massachusetts was duplicitous after hearing your voice. It's very clear that we have a friend from the Northeast.
Thanks.
So are you, tell us how you got into the cleaning business, what and how you wandered into Cleaning Nation.
So I was laid off from a big corporate investment job and couldn't find work, and then decided that I wanted to have another baby. And then with that, it really scared me to go back to working for corporate that writes you up if you don't have time accrued, if your kids get sick and everything else. So I just kind of started cleaning for friends, and then it just grew.
That's awesome. So I thought you were going to go a different way when you said, I have another baby. Like, so was that your business? But apparently a literal baby, not a business baby that the rest of us have.
Right. So then, you know, owning your own business means that if your kid's sick, nobody can fire you, or at least your clients will understand. You know what I mean? And everybody who I have for clients are like family. So it's really nice.
That is awesome. So how long ago was that? How long ago did you start?
5 years ago.
5 years? Beautiful. And are you still doing some of the cleaning, all the cleaning, or have you subbed most of that out yet?
I'm doing some of the cleaning, but I am looking to get out of it completely and just work, you know, on my business, not in my business.
All right. Because you're a guest of my show, I'll yell at you later in private in the accelerators, not in front of all these nice human beings about still doing some of the cleaning. So we'll move on. What's going on in your world? How can I help you today, Renee?
I do get a lot of clients that are interested, but I have a problem with closing the sale.
Okay. Gosh, that's one of my favorite topics. And let's just jump right in. So first of all, how do you give the bid? Do you do it in person or some sort of email, text craziness? How do you give them the price?
I do it. I usually go out and see the client because I don't like to do blind bids. I like to see what the house actually looks like and what I'm getting into.
Well, let me give you a huge encouragement, not just to you, but all of Cleaning Nation does the same thing. You already have a massive advantage over so many people. So many people now are trying to go online and just bid electronically, or just have their prices up and just kind of have it be a hands-off virtual business, which is fine. That's a good model, but they're never going to compete with you head to head. If you're a human being in the house, they can't compete with an email bid. So that's the first thing. That's fantastic. Second of all, okay, so let's start there. When you give the bid, do you give it right then when you're there, or do you leave first and then somehow email it later?
I do give it right there. And some people take it, but a lot of them don't. And I'm not sure if, like, what I hear is that they paid so little like 3 years ago to someone, and it's not like I'm astronomical, but they're like, really? It's the fee's gone up that much in 3 years?
Okay, so there's so many things we can do. Let's start with this. First of all, are you attracting the right customer? Are you in Boston or in the suburbs?
I am south of Boston.
Okay. What's the average home value that you're in?
Oh gosh. It ranges from 2.5 million to probably the lowest one would be 500,000.
Okay, so you're in the right houses, right? That's the first thing is, are they renters? Mm-hmm. I don't know, renters typically aren't going to go. And do they have money? If they're living in $1 million home, give or take, they certainly can afford. And I'm assuming for twice a month cleaning, you're somewhere between, I don't know, $200 and $350. Is that a fair range?
For twice a month? Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's it's not pricing. Okay. The first thing is, are you too much? If you're like, no, it's $800 a month. Well, of course, that's going to be a hard one to sell. If you're talking to a bunch of people that have no money, that's going to be a hard one to sell. So I'm kind of just like a doctor. Does it hurt here? Does it hurt there? And we're just kind of drilling down on, okay, where's the problem? So it's not that you're talking to the wrong people. If you're in $1 million houses and at least 500,000 and up, and it's, you know, no more than $200-$400 a month, they can afford that. So that's check, check, and check. You're in home. That's fantastic. Let's start by setting up the call. I think a lot of people don't understand how that pre-call is, how important that is. So what we do is before you go in, you want to set ground rules. So instead of just going out on every appointment, you're going to kind of qualify or disqualify them before you go. So right now when they call, are you just going right to setting an appointment?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to slow that down just a little bit. And we're going to ask some questions first. So what we're going to do is pre-qualify them. So when they say, hey, I'd like you to come out and give me a bid, you're going to say, great, what made you reach out and call me? And then you're going to be quiet. Can you give me like just a sample answer of what they might say if you said, what made you reach out and call?
You know, something like, oh, you know, I'm a teacher and I have the summers off and I can't even imagine wasting my time cleaning my home during the summer when it's, you know, I have off and I can be out enjoying life.
Beautiful. That's a great pain. So she's just giving you a real great pain. Like, I work hard all year. This is my 3-month vacation and I don't want to fool around doing that. So we're gonna draw that in. Once we've got pain, right, there's some sort of, here's a real reason that I actually need someone, we're going to set ground rules. And we're going to start by saying, hey, Renee, if I come out there, I want to make sure that we can take care of you. And this is always kind of an awkward conversation, so I like to do it before I even come out. If for whatever reason, I don't think we're going to be a good fit, we're going to be able to solve that pain of you not having to do the cleaning and relax while you're on your summer vacation, would you be offended if I told you that?
Okay.
And you're 100% of the time, you're going to get a no, that'd be fine, right? I've never had anyone not agree to that. And then you flip it and go, on the flip side, for whatever reason, if I come out there and you think that I'm not a good fit, you don't like the look of my face, we're too expensive, too ugly, whatever it is, you don't like the car I drove up in, are you comfortable just letting me know that we're not a fit?
Sounds fair enough.
Okay. And 100% of the time, you're going to get a yes. No one's going to say no. And do you feel pressured right now, Renee, or do you feel like I'm looking out for you and your best needs?
Oh, no, I feel like you're looking out for me and my best needs.
Perfect. So I'm going to go, great. So if I get out there, I don't think we're a good fit. You won't be offended if I try and recommend you to someone that can help or turn you on to someone that I think will be able to solve your need. And for whatever reason, if you don't think I'm a good fit, you're going to let me know. Just so I'm clear, if I get out there and neither of those happen, I think I can do a great job and absolutely free you up for your summer. And you're excited to have me go and you haven't been able to disqualify me at all. What would you like to see happen next?
And this is what I say to the client?
Word for word. If I get out there and I'm not able to disqualify you and I think I can really solve your pain and obviously explain their pain back to them, and you like me and you think I'm going to be able to do a good job, what would you like to see happen next?
Okay, I would like to see it move forward.
Great. So you'd want us to pick a date and get you started right then?
Yes.
Great. So now we've set ground rules, right? We're not going to get out there and I got to think it over, I got to talk to my husband, and that sort of nonsense. And if there is a problem, they're going to tell you then, well, my husband's not going to be on the appointment, and I need to talk to him before I make any decisions. So if I like you and you like me, what would happen next is I would talk with my husband, which is great information, and you're going to say something like, oh, fantastic, I think it's a great idea. We always want to make decisions together, but just to save you the trouble, because it sounds like your summer's starting, and you've got travel to do, and you've got a lot more stuff to fool with than this nonsense, why don't we set a time when you and your husband will be there so we can either, I can get you turned on to someone that can help you, or we can get you started right away, and this doesn't take 2-3 weeks, and by the time we get started, your summer's over. Does that make sense? But you can deal with that before you even go out, right? As opposed to going out there and having them say, let me think about it. And if they ask for a budget, I'd really like to give them an idea, but not a quote, right? So you want to say, because again, you don't know what they need. If it's once a week or twice a week or once a week or every other week or once a month, if they need, the stove or the dishwasher or the, you know, certain, you know, the refrigerator cleaned every time, once a quarter, floors, carpet. This is just how messy you just
Well, I have those as add, right. And I those are actually add-ons. I don't, that's not part of my basic clean. And
right,
I
but
do
if that's what they want. Right. Yeah. So all that to say, you can't just say $250 because until you get to the house, maybe it's right. 200, maybe it's 350. You don't know. So I would, if they ask about price, don't be afraid of it, right? Because the last thing we want to do is their budget's $87 and it's a $300 job, right? That's a waste of your time. So you don't want to push the budget, but you want to be open to it and you want to give them a range because you don't want to say 200 and it's 300 or 300 is 200. But you want to be, so if you've got a minimum, which I recommend you should, for me, it'd be at least $200 on the residential side. If they ask about budget, you can say, well, our minimum's $200. I don't think we have a client more than $400, but and obviously, tell the truth if you have a client more, say that. But you know, our minimum's this much, our most expensive client's this much. It really depends on what you need. Is that about what you set aside? So you kind of have that discussion up front and not be surprised. The other thing is you really want to talk about budget once we've gone into pain. So if there is a budget conversation, try and get at least a little, and this is whether it's on site or in person, or on site or over the phone. Try not to have a budget conversation without pain. So if you just call and you want me to clean your toilet, well, you've always cleaned your toilet and it doesn't have a lot of value because you know how to do it and it's not that big of a deal. So if I'm solving that pain, it's cheap. But if we're talking about, oh my gosh, you work so hard 9 months out of the year and 3 months, you just wouldn't want to worry about it. And this is your vacation. And this is why you became a teacher. The pay's no good. The kids are tough, but you get this beautiful 3 month vacation. And by golly, you're not going to have it ruined by fooling around with cleaning your house. You see how that pain, the pain of, it might be worth $2,000 or $3,000 for her not to have her summer ruined, but it might only be worth $50 for you to come clean her house. Does that sound sensible?
Yeah, no, it definitely does.
Okay, so the two big keys that you want to do, there's three and you're already doing one. One is give the bid in person. You can absolutely do this all online and automate it and save yourself a lot of time, but you better have a lot of leads because you're going to close a third as much as seeing them in person. The second one is set ground rules before you go. And the third one is don't talk about budget until you've gotten pain. If you don't have any pain, there's never a sale, right? If you're like, I don't know, I'm paying $200 a month now and I figured maybe I could save a couple bucks if you come out, that's not an appointment you're going to go on. If they're like, my house is fine, I just thought if it's no big deal, I'd, you know, check it out. There's never going to be a sale there. You need someone that says something like what you said. I'm getting old. I can't do it. I'm a teacher. This is going to ruin my summer. I work my tail off and I just don't want to work anymore when I get home. I've got kids and they're more important to me than cleaning. Some sort of pain is what you're looking for. So go in person, set ground rules. Don't talk about budget until you've got pain. And then when you do go out, the first thing you're going to start the appointment by going right back over the ground rules, right? They're going to want to go really fast. But okay, here's this, here's that. Give me a bid. Let me know. You just email it to me. You go, oh, hold on. Just so I make sure we're in the right spot. We talked a couple of days ago. I've slept since then. Can I just reinstate what we talked about before so I make sure I'm still on the same page? And you say the exact same thing. If for whatever reason I can't help you, is it okay if I let you know? And then do let them know, right? If they have too cheap of a budget or they're a pain in the neck or whatever, tell them. I don't think we're a fit, right? You've agreed up front that you have the right to do that. And if you think I'm no good, you'll let me know. Oh yeah, I'll let you know. And then what was it that you wanted to see happen if we both were kind of into it? I think I can help you and you let me help you. And then she's going to go, we'll get going. And so you want to start that again because they'll forget about the conversation. So that's the exact beginning of the in-person conversation is to reinstate the ground rules that you talked about on the telephone. Woo! All right.
Sounds great.
A million miles an hour. Any questions on, first of all, with those tools, do you think you do kind of get a better result than what you've been getting before?
Definitely, yes.
I couldn't agree more. Before we hit the lightning round, any questions or thoughts or any other needs you have on that topic before we move on and let you have the opportunity to share?
No.
Great. I'm going to take a break and relax. I'm exhausted. And we'll do the lightning round. I'm going to ask you three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Stay in the moment. Don't think behind you. Don't think too far ahead of you. Stay in the moment and work on what's right in front of you.
Gosh, that falls under the category of good advice that's so easy to say and so hard to do. I love that. That's great feedback. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that maybe we can learn from?
Bidding way too low.
I'd say one in three guests say that, and it's So don't miss out, Cleaning Nation. But I've heard that before. Well, check your bids. If you're still bidding too low, you need to hear it again. Question number three, what's one idea, something simple and easy that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away that will improve their lives and or their business? Something easy to implement.
Oh, gosh. Just be thankful and grateful for all the positivity in your life.
God, you're three for three, sister. I like every single one of those. Renee, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Renee's show notes page and get all the tools, the goodies, everything I know how to do to help you grow your cleaning company, it is all at growmycleaningcompany.com. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.